Europe, Albanian politics. Time for a change? The forthcoming election looks like being a close contest.
The general election is 4 months off, but it feels closer. Every day, Albania's politicians are on the stump, addressing packed town halls and assembling campaign teams. Edi Rama, the colourful leader of the opposition socialists, is underlining phrases in a book of Barack Obama's speeches. For change will be Mr. Rama's mantra as he challenges Sali Berisha, Prime Minister and leader of the Democratic Party. Mr. Berisha has been at the heart of Albanian politics since the collapse of communism in 1991. Those born that year will be voting for the first time. They have no memory of communism, but also none of a time before Mr. Berisha. Mr. Rama thinks this is to his advantage. Yet Mr. Rama is not quite a new figure on the political landscape. The 44-year-old has been mayor of Tirana since 2000. He has transformed the city. Illegal buildings that scarred its centre have been bulldozed, grey blocks painted in colourful designs, and plans are afoot to transform Skanderburg Square into a pedestrian zone. Tirana is no longer the chaotic, declining city of the 1990s. One commentator says the battle is between Mr. Berisha as an old-fashioned populist and Mr. Rama as a postmodern one. Mr. Berisha points to the communist roots of the Socialist Party. Mr. Rama says that though his opponent won the election in 2005 on a clean hands ticket, he has become the incarnation of corruption. But Mr. Berisha and his supporters brush off such accusations. They say the mayor is protected by media friends. The opposition retorts that the Albanian press has linked members of Mr. Berisha's family with almost every recent scandal. A former defense minister has just been charged with abuse of power. The foreign minister has been charged with corruption. Sometimes you cannot see a division between public and private offices, says Albert Rakipi of the Albanian Institute for International Studies. Jens Pollo, the deputy prime minister, defends his government's record. He says that Albania is not the same country as before. Last year, GDP growth was 6%, and even this year it may be 4%. Schools and roads are better. Yet the financial crisis is hitting textiles and mines, as well as remittances from the diaspora. Nervous Albanians are withdrawing savings from banks. Opinion polls are unreliable and often contradictory. What is certain is that this will be a dirty and exhausting campaign.